All right, family. I tell you what, it's been one of those days for me, Big Rob. I think I still got jet lag. You know, this East Africa back to America thing, it's a 7-hour difference.
Yeah.
And I thought we had started this interview with our next guest, and I looked over and seen I hadn't hit start. And that's not the first time that happened today, Big Rob.
You don't make mistakes like that.
No, I don't. Really, I don't, bro. But hey, it is what it is, bro.
That's got to be somebody else you're trying to train to press the buttons.
Maybe this guest may be so nervous because she's such a star. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm interviewing, you know, the businesses of the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. She's a rising star. And matter of fact, she has made it. She's doing major things on the heels of a second annual Juneteenth celebration. The producer of the Black Business Expo taking place this weekend. We're honored to bring to you Lashay Simmons II. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing well. How you fellas doing?
I did say Blacknificent earlier. I'm Blacktastic.
Okay, there we go.
I'm Whitenificent.
That's again, because it didn't record
right now.
It didn't record last time, so I'm Blacktastic now. Okay, I got it right. how many companies participating in the upcoming Black Business Expo?
So there's 60 vendors, but there are so many other businesses being featured, be it the photography, videography, clothing. So there, oh my gosh, I would dare say at least 70 to 75, if we're including everyone that's participating, from the DJ. I mean, the waters that we have are Black owned.
What? Wow. Was it hard for you to find these companies, or did they find you?
Well, honestly, for the vendors, it wasn't hard to find. I just posted about it and said, hey, this is what we're doing. We have X amount of space. Initially, we were going to do 50 spaces, but we ended up being able to open it up to 10 more. The space, the convention center, it's huge. We can do more than the 60 vendors, but given we're just coming off of COVID, we still want everyone to be comfortable and to move around comfortably. So it wasn't really hard to find vendors. I think the hardest part was saying no to vendors. After the fact, once it was all full, there were so many people that reached out and was like, do you have any more spaces? And so I had to say no so many times. I think that was the hardest part. But there's definitely no shortage of Black-owned businesses in the area and upcoming startups. And like I said, those that I couldn't have as an actual vendor, maybe they were able to participate elsewhere, be it, hey, we're going to do a fashion show, so we'll have three different business owners there, or we need a DJ, so we have a Black business here. But yeah, so it should be about 70, 75 businesses in total in the house.
Well, you better than me. I wouldn't have turned away no money. We would have been in the attic, in the bathroom.
I really just was trying to also comply with the venue stuff, because when we first started and we got the actual location, we got it solidified, it was early and it was like March-ish. So it was kind of like, okay, what's going to happen? But had I known that it was going to be like this...
Mm-hmm. Get that money, sis.
Yeah, we could have easily. I was like, man, I wish we could open it up some more, but it's all right. Next year, we'll just keep going bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, when Joe Biden sent that money out, a whole bunch of business just exploded. They had 1,000 new record labels in the city.
Hey.
I'm just joking.
Hey, use it to your advantage.
Dead serious, brother. That's why the
feds
is in town now.
Hey, we don't talk about that right now. That's a whole nother subject, Rob. We're gonna enjoy the moment. How do the public participate on this weekend?
Yeah, so for the public, the vendor showcase and entertainment, all of that is free to the public. We'll be giving away free collector bags. So all you have to do is come on down to the convention center at 1 o'clock. And it's from 1 to 5:30. That portion is free. So from 1 to 5:30, come down to the Van Dyke Mortgage Center, Convention Center, and come out and enjoy some Black businesses, some music, live entertainment. We'll have live dance by Miss Shantice And then, and she's with iDance Studios. That's her business. And then we will have a fashion show with three local designers that are going to create their own pieces. And then one of the pieces that they create actually has to be a non-fabric piece on a mannequin. And with that particular piece, the guests are actually going to vote. It's going to be random. No names are going to be on there. And then whoever wins will win a gift of some sort.
Wow.
So... Wow. They just get to come in. It's free admission. We don't want to charge anything because we want everyone to be able to come in. Because if I charge you $10, that's $10 you could have spent with a vendor that has items.
Right, right. Pastor Joe Lang said it should be a wonderful event. They got me working overtime. I'm assuming he's the photographer.
He's not the photographer, but he is one of the vendors. And in addition to that, the other thing that we tried to do is, as we were looking for banners, insurance, all types of stuff, we try to keep it in our community. So he's probably working overtime because people need banners, backdrops, yard signs. I really want to just inbox you and ask for a yard sign, but I waited too late. But like I said, we try to involve as many businesses as possible, even if they couldn't be a vendor because of other obligations. We say, okay, well, hey, we have a couple folks that do property and casualty insurance. Well, let's just go to, you know, those folks in the community and let's get some coverage and make sure we have everything that we need. We need banners. We don't have to go to Vistaprint or some of the other places. We can call Mr. Lane or whoever we need to call and get it done.
Circulate them black dollars. Yes. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you could tell people your story of getting to the point to where you're getting ready to do this on the 19th, because I think some people have a misunderstanding of certain things and they don't know how to put things on or something, because things come up all the time. And, you know, I think it'd be good if you got some of that stuff out there, how hard it was and it wasn't easy for you and things like that.
Yeah, so it has not been the easiest. It hasn't been the easiest, especially when you're trying to get others to understand the vision that, you know, you feel like has been passed on to you. You're going to have a bunch of different type of people. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have supporters. You're going to have people that just come in the building just to see what is wrong or what went wrong. And I got to greet them just the same, right? Hey, how you doing? But it's not easy. There's folks that were like, why is she charging for this or why is she charging for that? But a lot of folks don't know about the expenses that go into putting on something like this and to be able to broadcast this so widely. And I try to tell everybody, this isn't profitable for me. This is really a passion. Yeah. And when you do events like this, you know that they're not always the most profitable, because everything that you take in, even if you have corporate sponsors, you're trying to just push back out, be it you have to pay for venue space, be it you have to pay it for, you have to pay for food, insurances, marketing stuff. Now, the good part is a lot of the marketing I do on my own because I do have a marketing background. So I get a chance to do all of that, but there's still all those other things that you have to pay for, DJ, host, like, I hired everyone. I made sure that there wasn't any, you know, one left out. Photography, just, it's a lot that you, I mean, the pipe and drape alone was like two mortgage payments. So when you really look at the breakdown, and I'll even say for myself, I didn't think that it would be this expensive. Initially, I thought maybe I could get away with like $7,000-$8,000. Right. Oh, that was quickly wiped off the table. Yeah.
That building, you know, when I got to see that building, I was like, took that out. Let's go inside there.
If you go inside, you'll realize very quickly that, oh, okay, you want some money? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that Ritz Carlton type money. Yeah.
and that's the thing, but I don't think a lot of folks understand that. Some, like I said, some question like, well, why are you charging for the symposium? You know, some thought that that information should be free. But I do think that we have to get out of that mindset of a get something for nothing attitude, because at the end of the day, I try to support everyone and I don't care what it costs. Either I'm going to buy it or I'm not. That's just how I feel about it. If you tell me that your product is $500, if I have $500, I'm going to get it to you. If I don't, I'll say, well, hey, I don't have it right now, but this is what I do have. What can I, you know, do with this? But the food alone, like I said, if it's, you know, $15 a head and you have over 140 guests that's going to be in the building, I mean, you do the calculation, right? So it adds up, and it's hard. It's hard because on one end, you're battling sometimes those that you're trying to help, but you just have to remain positive, and you just have to, you know, make sure that the work that you're doing, the production that you're giving, they can really see the fruits of the labor after the fact.
And one of the reasons I wanted you to get that out there, Lachey, because you're young, you have children, you're still trying to work a regular 9-to-5, and a lot of people don't understand. When they say, oh, let's have this event, let's do this, that event, they don't understand what goes on behind closed doors to get these events to happen. And, you know, me and PA been preaching it for years, you know, that it's a lot more that goes into it. Your time, your money, your energy, money you didn't even anticipate, you know, having to come up with. And whether you had to go to a bank and get a loan or mortgage your house to make this event happen, whatever the case may be, there's a lot that goes on that people don't see. So don't, I said all of that to say this, don't judge this young queen for whatever she charging for. If she charging for the supposed MC, charging you coming to dope, just pay it and support her. Y'all, you know, I preached this yesterday. They say they want young, they want to see what? They want to see young people do different things.
Yeah.
This is a young lady. She ain't old as dirt like me and PA. You know, we using Bengay and she's still drinking.
You using Bengay. I ain't using Bengay. You know? that's you using Bengay. I'm good over here.
But we got a jar in his office and a jar in my office.
I ain't no jar in my office. That's all Big Rod. Preach, brother. I know you're preaching.
We need to support her and support her vision and what she's doing. And then maybe next year she'll have a little bit more insight. Things can be bigger. Things can be better. She has to fall to get up and walk. She has to crawl. You know, just support what she's doing. That's it. Just
what's your question, Ron? Hit your question, man. What's your question, bro?
I done said my question. I wanted to preach.
You wanted to preach? And we got another interview coming up. Okay, Lachey.
Oh, so what you trying to say? My stuff is less irrelevant than your stuff?
Brother, you done went all. We went all way off. Anyway.
Oh,
Lachey, what else did you want? What else you want to get out to the public?
Relevant now is because you found out I'm mostly white. So, I get it. I can't get this conversation right.
This is a black person talking right now. Hey, Lachey, what else you got coming up? Tell us about after this. What else you got happening?
So after this, we're going to do the Back to School Bash. Me and O'Brien Panel, we normally collaborate on that, but we're also going to try to involve some churches as well so that we can give away backpacks with materials in there, try to do like a laptop giveaway, some stuff like that. And then we're also going to have a pitch competition. So Black Wall Street Muskegon will have their first pitch competition. We're looking at the end of September. The goal is to give away $5,000. We'll do the pitch competition. We'll start that rolling kind of right after this. So there's no victory laps. There's no breaks. We're just going kind of to the next thing to make sure that we're continuing to have high activity. And along with high activity comes visibility. And then once that visibility happens, that's when we start to see some change and growth, and we see some other participants. Sometimes some of these entities or corporations just need to see that something is happening in order to support it. So I think with the high activity and the visibility and the showcasing of being able to actually stand and put something together that is marketable to what they're trying to do. Everyone has a D&I, right? Like initiative right now.
Right.
Sometimes I think what's important is for those folks with the D&I initiative to find those Black organizations that are currently doing it and kind of stand behind them and allow them to push it, but still make sure that they're, you know, satisfying their initiative as well. So those are the next two things. The Back to School Bash is the next thing. And we normally look at like August for that. Again, we haven't set a final date, and then it'll be the pitch competition. And I think after that, I'm going to go on vacation somewhere and chill out.
You deserve it. You deserve it. There is no competition between you and these other events going on. I want to put that out there. Put it in the atmosphere. This is all positivity. You guys worked together last year in unity, and I see your time is in the morning time. Theirs in the evening time. That's on purpose, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I had reached out to Jen, and because she has the event at Mona Lake after that. And she was like, you know, I purposely made it after the expo, which I told her, hey, I understand, you know, and then they normally do the fireworks. So after the expo, I plan to drop down to Mona Lake for a little bit and make sure that I'm supporting her event as well. And then make sure that we're continuously sharing one another's things, because there has to be, again, high activity. And I'm not going to be able to do it all on my own, no different than she can do it on her own. You all can, we all, whatever we have to do to come together, even if it's separate events, we still can pop in and support one another. I know she plans to pop into the expo for a hot second, then she probably has to finish setting up for her event. And then after the expo, once we get everything, you know, taken care of, I'm gonna just pop right down to Mona Lake, make sure I'm there for a little bit, show my face and show some support. And then I'll be taking a nice bubble bath and a nap.
All right. How can people donate if you're still taking donations?
So donations can be done through PayPal, which is blackwallstreetmuskegon@gmail.com. It can be taken through Cash App, which is the money sign 231 Black Wall Street. It can be done through Square, which is also using blackwallstreetmuskegon@gmail.com. What else I have? Apple Pay, Venmo. I mean, cash, check. Yeah.
231 Black Wall Street. There you go, family. Send her a donation. She's doing this all on her own, making it happen. I know you got a squad, but you, this is your passion, your work, and you've done a lot. We got to go because we got Jennifer coming up in a few minutes. We will be down there. Hope you can get us a media pass so we can get in the door.
No. Y'all are already in the door, and I got y'all shirt. What? Okay. Y'all
All right. Congratulations. Keep doing what you do. Proud of you.
Thank you.
You always got our support. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
All right, y'all.